A few days later, Jack was back at the station in time for the famous Glencoe Creek Station dance. He had a bandage around his head, but he was his cheerful old self. He told the group that lots of people were coming. It was nothing for people in the outback to drive 300 or 400 kilometers just to go to a dance. That evening, the barn looked wonderful. There were tables of food and drink and brightly colored lanterns. A country band started playing, and soon lots of happy people were dancing around the barn. Cat and Amy were dancing with some of the jackaroos and having a great time. Jay was watching them when Emmy came up behind him.
"Will you dance with me, Jay?"
she asked. After a few dances, Emmy took Jay's hand and led him off the dance floor and out of the barn.
"Let's walk in the moonlight,"
she said.
"It's so beautiful outside."
Cat and Amy had danced and laughed so much, they were tired and thirsty. They needed to rest their feet and drink some big glasses of cold lemonade. They were sitting with Tom and Ben having a drink when Jay came back into the barn. Emmy wasn't with him anymore.
"What's up?" said Tom. "You're bright red, and it's definitely not your sunburn."
"Nothing's up. I'm fine," said Jay.
"You haven't been drinking the fruit punch, have you?"
asked Ben.
"Remember what Miss Taylor said."
"No, I haven't,"
laughed Jay.
"Well, if it's not the fruit punch, what is it?"
asked Amy.
"The moonlight went to my head, that's all," said Jay.
"It looks like more than moonlight. Was there some Japanese magic out there too?"
said Kat in a teasing voice. Everybody laughed. If such a thing were possible, Jay went even brighter red. At the airport, Jay looked around for Emmy. She was with her group buying souvenirs.
"Can I email you, Emmy? I really want to stay in touch,"
said Jay. Said Emmy.
"Jay, I've had a wonderful time here, and you're a great guy, but..."
"But what?"
said Jay. He was confused, and Emmy was looking kind of guilty.
"I'm sorry, Jay. Please don't email me. I'll contact you, okay? It's better like that."
Before Jay could ask Emmy anything else, the boarding call came for the flight to Japan. Everybody started saying goodbye and hugging each other. Even Miss Taylor looked really sad to say goodbye to their new Japanese friends. After the Japanese group had boarded their flight, Jay realized he hadn't even said a real goodbye to Emmy. What had gone wrong? A few minutes later, their flight was called and they went to the gate to board. The airplane took off and the friends relaxed in their seats. Jay was in a row with Kat and Amy, who were looking at him strangely, as if they knew something he didn't. Finally, Kat spoke.
"Jay, we didn't know whether to tell you or not, but you should know. Yumi, Emmy's friend, told Amy and me after the dance that Emmy has a boyfriend back in Japan."
"So that was it,"
thought Jay.
"Why didn't Emmy just tell me from the start?"
Then he heard Kat's voice.
"Come on, Jay, let's play a video game."
He looked up and saw Kat smiling at him.